Blog Talk Radio.
Eyes haven't seen, and ears haven't heard the kind of blessings, the kind of blessings that's about to fall on me. Victory is here. Kick the feet out the door. God's doing a new thing. Yeah. Get ready for overflow. Praise the Lord, brothers and sisters. Good morning on this wonderful Tuesday, and welcome to Daily Fire. 15 minutes of hot manna for your soul, including live teaching, prayer, altar call, and then assigning you a daily task. I am Evangelist Rossi Williams, a church on fire all by myself, here with you Monday through Friday at 7 a.m. Eastern. And our topic for today is now is not the time to give up. Now is not the time for you to give up, brothers and sisters. And our scripture comes from the book of Galatians, chapter 6, verses 9 through 10. While you're getting those Bibles ready, let me remind you of how to tune in to Daily Fire with me. You can call in live Monday through Friday at 7 a.m. Eastern by calling 323-870-4180. That's 323-870-4180. But if you cannot tune in live at 7 a.m. Eastern, you can hear Daily Fire at any time after 8 a.m. Eastern by going to my ministry website, feeldthefire.com, FeeldFire.com. Again, that's FeeldFire.com, feeldthefire.com. Even better yet, follow the Daily Fire podcast, so the recording will be texted straight to you at 8 a.m. Eastern, and you can listen to it anytime that you want during that day. And you follow by texting the letters DF for Daily Fire to phone number 33222. That's DF for Daily Fire to phone number 33222, and you will receive a confirmation text to let you know that you have followed the show. Well, by now you should have those Bibles ready. I'm in Galatians 6, verses 9 through 10, reading from the KJV. And let us not be weary in well-doing, for in due season we shall reap if we faint not. As we have therefore opportunity, let us do good unto all men, especially unto them who are of the household of faith. We praise the Lord for the reading of his word. Come on and just say, thank you, Jesus. Yes, wherever you are right now. What is our topic for today, brothers and sisters? Say it aloud with me right now. Now is not the time for you to give up. Or this is not the time for you to give up. Here we are, you know, on January 15th. Already it seems like New Year's Day was, you know, so far away. Because time just appears to move so quickly. You know, when you need it to slow down, it seems like it speeds up. And when you need it to go by quickly, it seems like, 2 minutes take an hour to go by. It's also the theory of relativity, right? Relativity. So here we are, just half of a month into a new year, and already the trials and tribulations of life that were in 2018 seem to have caught up with us, and some new ones in 2019. And it makes us tired. You know, it makes us weary because we begin to say, well, my goodness, it seems like I just can't catch a break, right? Or it seems like every time I take 2 steps forward, I'm taking 3 or 4 steps backward. You ever been there? Ever felt that way? And so we begin to grow weary. And sometimes we even feel like giving up. But the word that I've read to you today from Galatians 6, verses 9 through 10, is the encouragement in opposition to the willingness to surrender. It tells us that in due season, God has reward for us. We shall reap the harvest of our labor if we'll just hold on and faint not. You know, the saints used to sing the song, "I don't feel no ways tired, because I've come so far from where I started from. Nobody told me that the road would be easy, but I don't believe God brought me this far to lead me. This is not the time, brothers and sisters, to give up." Then there was another song that they'd sing, "If you just hold out until tomorrow, if you just keep the faith through the night, if we can just hold out until tomorrow, everything will be all right. This is not the time," in other words, brothers and sisters, "to give up." You see, Satan desires to sift us as wheat. He desires to come in and mix with our minds, mess with our psyche. He desires to stir up doubt that the God we serve is not able to heal, is not able to reconcile relationships, is not able to provide financially, is not able, hallelujah, to do whatever it is that you're seeking him for. He desires to make us forget what God has already done, who God already is. He desires to make us forget the miracles God has already worked. But on today, on Daily Fire, I came to stir up the fire within you, glory, to stoke the flames of faith within you that the same God who made a way yesterday and last week and last month and last year, that same Jehovah Jireh, the Lord our provider, who opened doors for you that no man could shut, that same Jehovah, that same I am that I am, that same author and finisher of your faith, the lily of the valley and the rose of Sharon, that same God, that same Jesus who changes not, who is the same yesterday, today, and forevermore, glory, has reward for you if you will faint not. And not just the reward of heaven, you know, going to meet the master and living in life everlasting if we have given our lives to him. No, I'm not just talking about only rewards after you die, but that same God desires to bless you today. That same God desires to heal you today. That same God desires to make ways out of no way, to bless you financially. That same God decides and desires, and he wants to bless the fruit of your womb and the seed of your loins, wherever your children may be. Maybe they're on drugs. Maybe they're incarcerated. Maybe they're in the street. Maybe they're homeless, and not because you didn't raise them right, but because they just chose to go their own way. Maybe they're going through a divorce or a separation. Maybe, hallelujah, they're, you know, in just abuse or domestic violence. Maybe it's you. Maybe it's your spouse. Maybe it's your siblings or your friends. Maybe it's aunts and uncles and cousins or grandparents. only you, but all those attached to you. If you will just hold on, if you will just keep the faith, if you will just keep praising him, if you will just keep going about your day in evidence of your faith toward the things that you said you wanted, if you will just keep working your plan, keep working your strategy, keep working your vision, watch your declarations, watch what you're speaking out of your mouth, making sure that you're only speaking life. You know, on yesterday I taught you on overcoming evil, and last week I taught you that everything attached to you wins, and this is all scriptural. So if you missed those teachings, go to my website, feelthefire.com, so you can catch up on the prior teachings. What I'm trying to say to you today is God has rewards for you. God has rewards for you. God has blessings for you. Those seeds that you've sown of goodness and joy and patience, helping others and interceding and loving and praise, those seeds that you've sown, hallelujah, of being in the house of the Lord, they're not going to be fruitless. This is not the time to give up. Today is not the day to stop believing. You all, in other words, rather, I mean, you all to get your second wind right now and just begin to praising God even the more, shouting and thanking him. It's done, Lord. Today is my day of harvest. It's done, Lord. Today is my day of reaping, and I'm reaping good things. I'm reaping good things, and I thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah. Fire ought to be stoked in you right now. Glory. We got to get ready to go into prayer. Hallelujah. Woo! I feel the fire, don't you? Hallelujah. Father, we thank you. Father, we praise you. Hallelujah. Our souls are on fire right now. Our souls are on fire right now. God, we say hallelujah. Father, we just thank you. Today is our day of harvest. Today is our day of blessing. Oh, Lord, we're just refusing to faint. We refuse to give up. We refuse to backslide. We refuse to be negative. We refuse to let go of our faith. We refuse to declare the opposite of your word for us. Father, today we're not going to give up. Today we won't give up. Today we decline to give up. But instead, today we say hallelujah, 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 Jesus. Hallelujah, hallelujah, Lord. Hallelujah. We've come too far to turn around. Now, Lord, bless everyone listening to Daily Fire right now, those with whom they will share this later. All throughout today, we decline to give up. In the name of Jesus, we pray. Let everyone listening say amen. Hallelujah. Just begin to praise the Lord. Say, I will not give up. Say it again. I will not give up. Let me do the altar call, and then I will assign your task for today. For those who are backslidden or who are not saved, please repeat after me. Father, I come in the name of Jesus. I repent and ask forgiveness of my sins. I ask you to come into my life now and be my Savior. Glory. Now, Lord, I confess that I am saved. Now, Lord, I confess that I am rededicated to you. Let everyone say amen. Welcome to the family of Christ. Everybody, make sure you don't miss getting your daily manna, your daily devotion on Daily Fire with me Monday through Friday at 7 a.m. Eastern. All of the information you need is on the website if you weren't able to write it down at feeldefire.com, FEELDFIRE.com. Now, our topic for today is this is not the day for you to give up. Your task for today is to refuse to surrender your faith, prayers, beliefs, lies, and declarations to Satan. But in everything, give thanks, for this is the will of God in Christ Jesus concerning you. I'll see you tomorrow. Make sure you text DF to phone number 33222 now and share.
eyes haven't seen, and ears haven't heard, the kind of blessings, the kind of blessings that's about to fall on me. Victory is here. Kick defeat out the door.